It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
You're listening to the Ben Domenech Podcast, brought to you by Fox News. Through the tortured minds of the Washington foreign policy blob, the election of Joe Biden was supposed to be about restoring America's status in the world. The dark years of Donald Trump, where tweets could send people rushing to cable news to blast the administration for reckless behavior, coddling dictators, or failing to respect their precious norms, that would all be something in the past.
Susan, meantime, we'll see. The Biden transition is moving apace. The national security team kind of outlined today. Thoughts on the choices so far, coming really from career, for the most part, career folks, minus John Kerry, who obviously has a political past.
You know, it would be hard to find a starker contrast with the Trump team than the team that that President-elect Biden has unveiled. With Trump, you felt that the outsider status was an advantage. This is clearly a group that is deeply experienced. Many of them have histories with Biden himself back to the Senate or during his days as vice president in the Obama White House. It's a really senior group. They know each other. They're generally known as pretty collaborative people, and they are, I think, ready to get a very quick start. And that's important to the Biden folks because you are about to see a wholesale change in the fundamentals of our foreign policy, as you heard Mike Pompeo protest in your interview with him.
Biden really came in sort of promising to return back to normal. And we heard in that speech, he was talking about his time in the Senate, you know, in foreign relations. That's been a really important thing for him for a long time. He's basically returning back to the Obama era, even before that, to his time in the Senate. That's what he campaigned on. That's what voters chose him to do, and that's really how he's starting the beginning of his term.
One CNN executive mused, "These images will inspire our friends and shake our foes." He was talking about the inaugural fireworks display. 3 years on, how silly they all look. The professional diplomats, the self-described experts, the firm hands of foreign policy expertise. They've given us a world that seems ready to spin off its axis.
More of the Ben Domenech Podcast right after this.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
In Afghanistan, a debacle, a bungled retreat that betrayed those who worked with us, abandoned our military resources to our enemies, and ultimately got Americans killed. In Ukraine, a meandering approach marked by naivete toward both Moscow and Kyiv and an unwillingness to give the Ukrainians the military tools they need to end the war quickly, instead sending them on a path toward quagmire. In Asia, an unwillingness to back our allies with firm support to balance against a China that seems dangerously unstable internally and bent on expansion that could give them control over global trade. On the American border, historic highs of migrants from all over the world, including those on the terror watch list, and we only know about the handful that we catch.
These are military-age men from many countries that hate us, that we have no criminal background history on these individuals at all, nor do we even know if it's their real name that they're giving us, and we're just shooing them into the country saying, we'll see you in 3 years. Hopefully they show up for their hearing. Wow. It's not going to happen. If we have learned nothing, it is 9/11 took 20 people to be able to kill thousands of Americans when they overstayed a visa here in the United States, and we knew who those individuals were but didn't arrest them. These individuals, we literally have no idea who they are.
And now in Israel, the most deadly single day for the Jewish people since the Holocaust. A day that saw the murder of innocent men, women, and children, a barrage of rockets and targeted assassinations, of young women raped near the dead bodies of their friends, then paraded bloody through the streets. All this just weeks after the White House's Jake Sullivan speaking to a conference held by The Atlantic, the media mouthpiece of the foreign policy blob, announced that the Middle East is, quote, quieter today than it has been in two decades.
And what we said is we want to depressurize, de-escalate, and ultimately integrate the Middle East region. The war in Yemen is in its 19th month of truce. For now, the Iranian attacks against U.S. forces have stopped. Our presence in Iraq is stable. I emphasize for now because all of that can change. And the Middle East region is quieter today than it has been in two decades.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Consider the possibility we are led by idiots. Now that idiocy is getting people killed. The White House was out there with their spin. Despite the obvious connections, they claim there is no direct line between this administration's coddling of Iran, releasing $6 billion to them, and dropping the sanctions on the Central Bank of Iran as part of a hostage deal. They claim that money is only to be used for food and medicine for the Iranian people. Now who's being naive? We all understand how money works. Iran normally has to budget ahead, spending its small reserves on food and medicine months in advance. Now it's free to spend all that money however it pleases, in this case, supporting terrorist proxy groups all around the world, particularly Hamas. Evil men will always exist. They will do evil things. America should not be in the business of helping them bring evil down on our allies. Not with $6 billion, not with 1 cent. And help them, we did. Rob Malley, the U.S. Special Envoy to Iran, lead negotiator of the original Iran deal under Obama, is currently suspended on suspicion of helping the Iranian regime infiltrate our systems to their own devices. We're only just beginning to learn the degree to which Iran was able to manipulate this entire situation to their benefit and to the detriment of the world. President Joe Biden, his diplomatic team, this White House, and the extremist anti-Semitic faction of the left that Democrats tolerate and promote, all must answer for the reality they've helped create, one where the enemies of Israel are coddled, funded, and enabled. There will be more to say on all of this, and what we should expect will be bloody and violent weeks to come. But remember who in politics and in the media lied to you about who was serious and who was not, about who could keep us out of war and whose weakness invited the state of the world today. As Ronald Reagan said in the midst of the Cold War, we cannot play innocence abroad in a world that is not innocent. We face a world in crisis. So who will do what it takes to get us out of it? I'm Ben Domenech. We'll be back next week with more to dive back into the fray.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.